Let's begin with the mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin. And kudos to the Hartford Current. It's going to be fascinating to watch how the media covers this story, because I go on these various websites. As you know, I'm a website junkie and I'm a news junkie and I follow all of this. I'm a political junkie. And to be fair, a lot of these websites will scoop the Current, particularly on a story like this. But the Current scooped everybody today, and it's the lead story above the fold that Mayor Bronin will file papers today to launch a exploratory committee to run for governor, which is another way of saying he's going to run for governor. Why an exploratory committee, you might ask? Well, there are several reasons. One of the reasons being you can do things. You actually have more latitude to do certain things and even make appearances in the media, but other things as well, to get your message out without having to be restricted by becoming a formal candidate for governor. So that's one of the reasons. There could be several reasons, but that's one of the reasons. Breaking story, by the way, local officers and federal agents, the FBI. The FBI is on the scene of an investigation in Newington. Wait a minute, Paul Manafort doesn't live in Newington. I take that back. Local officers and federal agents are on the scene of an investigation in Newington, Maple Hill Avenue. Authorities are not saying why they are investigating, but when the FBI shows up, you know that's serious. The FBI's evidence response team was spotted on the scene along with Newington police officers. They were seen going in and out of a garage and scoping out the woods in the backyard. Canines also brought in to help. And the road is open, but that's the latest story, and it involves Newington. So, anyway, back to what I was saying about the mayor of Hartford. When you form an exploratory committee, it gives you some latitude to run for governor without being restricted in certain areas. At some point, you've got to say, hey, I'm a candidate. And Peter Lamage was in that same situation. He had formed an exploratory committee. At some point, you have to say, I'm a candidate, I'm running. But this gives him a little more latitude, buy some time until after the new year. But only the Current has the story. You got to give him credit. But it'll be interesting to watch now, because here's what'll happen. Here's what the media is famous at doing. I love to watch media competition, by the way, because it is interesting. But if the media gets scooped on a story, sometimes they won't even report it. They'll refuse to report it. But what they'll do is they'll find another angle to the story, and then they'll report it and claim this is an exclusive. Only we have this story. So here's what's going to happen with Luke Bronin. And like I said, the Current beat everybody, and good for them. Good for the Current. One of the other media outlets is going to be out there. They won't report on this because now they're upset because they got scooped. So they will go out and find another angle to the story, or even wait a couple of days and then report Luke Bronin has filed papers to form an exploratory committee to run for governor, and then they'll claim it's the exclusive. The media does this more and more now because, obviously, they're short-staffed, many of these media entities, and they still want to be the ones to say that they have the exclusive. So they'll let a story ride and then report on it 2 days later and claim they have the exclusive. And that's how the game is played now. And that's what's going to happen with this Luke Bronin story. What's going to happen is Luke Bronin filed these papers today, and they'll look for another angle to the story and claim, we were the first to report. We were the only ones there. We were on the scene. But just remember, the Hartford Current's been on this story, and they deserve credit here. They're the ones who broke the story about Luke Bronin having filed papers to form an exploratory committee to run for governor. It'll be wild. I don't know if you heard Peter Lamage on the program in the previous hour, and we'll upload that interview. It'll be on our website later today, talkofconnecticut.com. He said he would relish being the Republican Party gubernatorial nominee running against Luke Bronin. And there is a lot to run against. I made the speculation. Somebody's behind Bronin. And I, by the way, I like Luke. He may be a great governor someday. He's got to decide if that someday is running for governor next year. Because he's going to get hit with the following. He's gone back on his pledge to the people of Hartford that he would serve the entire four-year term. He is going to be painted as a Malloy protege, and that's fair. Because he was Governor Malloy's counsel for 2 years. And there are going to be people who are saying that shadow government is the Malloy government, a shadow government. And they're pulling the strings for Luke Bronin. And don't kid yourself. Malloy is absolutely peeved that he can't run for a third term. It was all said he was going to get out of Dodge if Hillary Clinton was elected president. But Malloy loves power. There are certain politicians. First of all, let me rephrase that. All politicians love power. That's one of the reasons they run. And I get it. The question is, what do you do when you have that power? Do you serve the best interests of the people, or do you serve the special interests? Regardless of how Malloy feels, he'll tell you that he served the people and he fought the special interests. Others will say he is the tool of special interests. But it just bugs him that his approval ratings have been in the dumper practically forever. Because if they weren't, he would have definitely run for a third term and probably would have won. But now that Nancy Wyman has chosen not to run, and I believe, incidentally, and I've said this before, and I told her this, if she did run, she would have won, and she would have been her own governor. There would have been no shadow government with Nancy Wyman. Yeah, she would have been beholden to certain groups who got her elected governor. That's the way the game works. I get that. But I don't think it would have been the type of situation you might have now. There, and even the perception, there's going to be a perception if Luke runs and if Luke gets the nomination, there is going to be a perception that it's the Malloy shadow government. And I can tell you right now, the Republicans are going to make that not only the perception, they're going to make it their campaign mantra. In fact, they already have videos on Twitter pointing to Bronin as a puppet of the Malloy government, if he runs and if he were to win. Videos already out there on that. So he's got that to contend with. As I said, he's got the issue with going back on his promise. There are those who will say, well, what has he really done for Hartford? Is he going to embrace the Dunkin' Donuts success? How can he? When his first year in office, when that ballpark was not complete, he was reminding people, hey, it's not my deal. I'm just trying to get this completed. It's not my ballpark. I'm just trying to get the project completed. It didn't start on my watch. And Peter LaMage talked about it again, and he's one of the Republican Party gubernatorial candidates. We had him on in the previous hour. Peter LaMage has said there are people out there who want to see Hartford go bankrupt because it has cost the other municipalities in this state. And how can you continue to throw good money after bad? I think Peter LaMage captured it best. And I've said this before, too. There are a lot of other municipalities out there, and not just smaller towns or mid-sized towns, but even some of the larger cities who are pretty upset that they've been responsible, very responsible, in handling their financial problems. And now they're being shortchanged because money, which would be directed to those municipalities, is going to Hartford. And then come to find out, the man who's asking for this money might pick up and leave after 2 years anyway. And Peter LaMage said this on air. You got to remember, there is a reason Luke Bronin moved to Hartford. And it wasn't out of the goodness of his heart. He reminds people, Luke Bronin is from Greenwich, went to work for Malloy, and the next thing you know, he moves to Hartford and voila, gets elected mayor of Hartford. I'm just saying this is what Luke has to contend with. And then there's the Joe Ganim factor. And I have heard this over the last few days, particularly Reddit, in Kevin Rennie's column the other day, or maybe it was on his blog. He has a great column in the Sunday Current and has a tremendous blog, dailyructions.com. And that is Joe Ganim is making a favorable impression. All these people who are dismissing Joe Ganim as a convicted felon who doesn't have a shot are making a mistake. Making a mistake because Ganim is apparently leaving favorable impressions when he talks to these town committees. And that's what these candidates do at this stage. They're going around to the individual town committees, Democratic town committees if you're a Democrat, Republican town committee if you're a Republican. And from what I've heard, not from one individual, I've heard this from several individuals now, Ganim is making a favorable impression. He's right up front about being a convicted felon, claims redemption. How that message translates to the rest of the state remains to be seen. But remember one thing. Joe Ganim controls a lot of delegates. He is the mayor of the largest city in Connecticut with a huge Democratic Party population, and he's got a lot of delegates under his control. That's major. That is major. So it's almost fair to say, even if Luke Bronin wants to be the next governor of Connecticut, which would mean he has to be the Democratic Party nominee, you can make a case that the nomination right now runs through Joe Ganim. You could make that case strongly. I know Dan Drew, the mayor of Middletown, doesn't want to hear that. But Dan Drew almost gets relegated to, and it seems anybody who's a mayor, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, wants to run for governor, huh? Doesn't it seem that way? But you could almost make the case that Bronin and Ganim would be on the upper tier, and Dan Drew suddenly would be relegated to the second tier. Now, he won't want to hear that, and he's a fighter, and he's appeared at these debates so far. Of course, then you've got Jonathan Harris, but as much as Jonathan was the Consumer Protection Commissioner, was a state senator, was the former mayor of West Hartford, was the head of the Democratic Party in Connecticut at one point, and that helps him as far as gathering some delegates. How many people really know Jonathan Harris? So it's fascinating on both sides. They had a great debate last night by all accounts on the Republican side. By all accounts, Peter LaMage was the hit of that debate. He doesn't hold back. You heard him today on Brad and Dan. And as I said, that interview will be uploaded as we upload all of the interviews with our gubernatorial candidates, both sides of the aisle. He would immediately, within his first few months in office, eliminate the state income tax on anybody making under $100,000. That, by the way, is doable. Some of what's being stated now by the Republican Party candidates, and they all sing my song when they say we're going to eventually wean the state off of the income tax. I'd love to see it. Can it happen? I don't know. I'd love to see it. And, of course, I saw the other day at the news conference where the media just roasted Bob Stefanowski because he said this is part of his economic platform. He's going to wean the state off of the income tax. And, oh, the media went after him like a pack of wolves. How can you do that? You know that $9 billion of the state budget is based on the revenue that's generated by the state income tax. I'd like to see it happen, but I think it's very realistic what Peter LaMage says about eliminating the state income tax almost immediately for those who are making $100,000 or less. I think that's a very reasonable claim. So you've got LaMage out there very upfront. He also said on the program today, first thing I do if I'm elected governor, I put the governor's mansion up for sale. How great is that? I mean, that's really singing my tune. Put the governor's mansion up for sale. Right to work state. He's the only candidate who's come out and said he's for a right to work state. And that's going to appeal to a lot of individuals. So it's fascinating, but Luke Bronin is moving closer, closer, and closer to officially throwing his hat into the ring. And I say that there's somebody behind this. And Luke can be his own man. I don't know. He'll be on Brad and Dan next week. I look forward to chatting with him. And I think he's very capable. There are those who might say it's too soon. He's been mayor for a nanosecond, and now he wants to run for governor. And that's how it's going to look. There's a political opportunist. He's got to be Malloy's guy. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. We'll be back.